Some of them has been forcefully displaced to Russian Federation.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Stefanisha recognized that dozens of Ukrainian cities were in similar positions, but Mariupol was strategically significant to the Russians. The Pope says it's time to stop the cruel and senseless war in Ukraine. Trey Thomas with more.
While speaking in St. Peter's Square yesterday, Pope Francis noted it's been more than a month since Russia invaded Ukraine. He told the crowd of 30,000 people, "We need to reject war." The Pope also said half of all children in Ukraine have been displaced since the start of the Russian invasion.
This has been a special report, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. I'm Michael Kastner.
This is Al Warren on WICC 600. They call me the music man. Why? Because I got lots of music, man.
It's an incredibly difficult morning here at WICC as we remember our friend, colleague, and of course, local legendary radio host, Big Al Warren. He passed away over the weekend at the age of 87. After more than 50 years as one of WICC's most beloved on-air talents, in 2012, Al hung up his headphones and retired. He was known as the Music Man, playing forgotten oldies and sharing musical tidbits with his listeners. When Connoisseur Media acquired WICC, Al was asked to return to the weekends to resurrect his Saturday morning show. He had been returning to the building in person to do his show live until the pandemic halted his show for months. His last live show here at WICC was back on March 3rd. And the woman known for striking out Ted Williams also passed away this weekend. Softball legend Joan Joyce passed away at the age of 81 on Saturday. She had just celebrated her 1,000th win as head coach of Florida Atlantic University. She also coached golf at the university and was a member of the LPGA for 19 years. Beyond coaching, Joyce is considered among the greatest pitchers in softball. She is a member of 20 Halls of Fame and put up legendary statistics for the Breakettes of the Amateur Softball Association, including 150 no-hitters and 50 perfect games. Striking out two Baseball Hall of Fame members was another on Joyce's long list of accomplishments. Neither Ted Williams nor Hank Aaron could handle her heat. Joyce also happened to be a Waterbury native. In other news this morning, Pfizer is recalling a high blood pressure medication. The company announced six lots of Accuretic and its two generic brand name drugs are being voluntarily recalled. Pfizer said that the pills contain high levels of nitrosamine above the acceptable daily intake. While nitrosamines are commonly found in water and foods, long-term exposure can reportedly lead to an increased risk of cancer. Pfizer noted that there is no immediate risk to taking the medication. The pharmaceutical company, though, said anyone who is taking the drug should check with their doctor about finding alternative treatment options. Here at home, New Haven Health Director Maritza Bond is running for Secretary of State. Bond had been exploring a run for the statewide office and confirmed yesterday that she is officially going to be a candidate. Bond plans to continue as New Haven's health director as she wages the statewide campaign for the next several months. She is the third Democrat to formally declare for the position, joining State Representatives Stephanie Thomas of Norwalk and Hilda Santiago of Meriden. Happening today, an announcement expected to improve Stamford's roads. Mayor Caroline Simmons will announce the city's Pave Stamford initiative, which will reportedly increase the amount of road paving and sidewalk construction. This initiative includes a two-tier paving schedule, including targeting approximately 70 roads for the 2022 season, as well as a comprehensive sidewalk restoration plan that restores 100% of Stamford sidewalks near public schools in the next 5 years. That announcement is taking place starting at 9 o'clock this morning. The UConn women's basketball team is looking to get its 14th straight NCAA tournament Final Four appearance tonight in the round of eight against North Carolina State. Second seed UConn defeated Indiana 75-58 on Saturday, setting up tonight's meeting with top seed NC State. UConn technically is the road team tonight, but it will feel very much like a home game as it's being played right here in Bridgeport. The winner moves on to the Final Four next weekend in Minneapolis. Fairfield residents have scheduled an event this week to raise money to help the people of Ukraine as they deal with the invasion by Russia. A couple who previously lived in Ukraine have joined with several others to organize an event this Wednesday. The 6 p.m. fundraiser at Penfield Pavilion will feature Ukrainian food, featured speakers and music, along with a silent auction and raffle. The $50 ticket cost will be split between two charities helping to deliver needed supplies to Ukraine. And a star-studded group of artists are coming together to raise funds for the people of Ukraine. It's called the Concert for Ukraine, taking place tomorrow, and will feature performances by the likes of Ed Sheeran, Camila Cabello, Snow Patrol, Nile Rodgers, and many more. The two-hour live benefit at the resort's World Arena in Birmingham, England, will raise funds for humanitarian aid to help those affected by the ongoing Russian invasion. You will have the options to stream the concert live. And your news is sponsored by Connecticut Paid Leave. Connecticut workers are eligible for up to 12 weeks of income replacement to take time off to care for themselves, family members, and other qualifying reasons. Learn more at ctpaidleave.org. Let's go to traffic and weather on the sixes. You're listening to Melissa in the Morning.
WICC Right Now Traffic.
South on Route 8 from Seymour, moving all the way down into about Ansonia. Be careful. We had that snow squall, flash freezing, and a multiple spin-out kind of circus. Wilbur Cross is in bad shape. East of the tunnel, you're going to get it all the way into North Haven. Multiple crashes. Closure on 91 northbound exit 6 and 8. Southbound vehicle down the embankment. Eastbound on 95 from about East Haven, Brantford, all the way into Guilford. Not good either. We're crawling. And we have that, as I said, flash freeze going on. If you're going to be traveling south, Bridgeport's a lot easier, but the commute is on. Slowing down out to about Fairfield over on the parkway. Speed reduced now. Trouble Main Street into Fairfield. Now, when it comes to heart and vascular care, go to the experts in valve procedures, rhythm disorders, heart transplants, and more. Go straight to the heart of advanced cardiovascular care. Hartford Healthcare's Heart and Vascular Institute. Kelly Quinn, that's a Right Now Traffic Update.
A mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy, very cold today with scattered snow flurries, snow showers mainly this afternoon into this evening with a high 28 to 34. Flurries ending tonight, becoming partly cloudy near record low temperatures 15 to 20. And mostly sunny and seasonally cold tomorrow, 35 to 40. Wednesday, partly sunny, afternoon showers 40 to 45, and rain showers milder 60 Thursday, partly sunny near 60 on Friday. Attention, Medicare beneficiaries, are you getting all the benefits that you really need? You might be entitled to additional benefits. Call Best Med Care at 800-916-7417. Their agents will look up your current benefits and see what additional ones you're entitled to. And this is a free service. Call 800-916-7417. This is Chief Meteorologist Bill Jackman at WICC 600.
866-802-PEST. 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 Be pest-free every day. Spring is here. Ants, bees, ticks, squirrels, termites, they are no match for us.
866-802-PEST. 802-PEST. 802-PEST. 737-8.
We are family owned and operated. Always open. Call now. We can be there today.
At Yale New Haven Health's Heart and Vascular Center, your health and well-being are always at the heart of the matter. That's why we offer a full range of diagnostic and treatment options for everything from arrhythmia and high blood pressure to heart failure, all in a warm, supportive environment. Because at Yale New Haven Health, our focus is on treating you and your heart with the greatest of care.
Our phone lines are open. 203-333-9422. Melissa in the Morning is back on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Leah Thomas has dominated women's college swimming this season and has also become kind of a lightning rod for controversy. Many, including some of her own teammates, say she shouldn't be able to compete against other women. In an exclusive interview with Sports Illustrated, Thomas explains why she has to. And she said, quote, "I just want to show trans children and younger trans athletes that they are not alone. They don't have to choose between who they are and the sport that they love." She swam in the NCAA Women's Division I Swimming and Diving Championships earlier this month. And on March 17th, Leah Thomas won the women's swimming 500-meter freestyle competition, and it sparked a lot of controversy. Joining me this morning is David Nabhan, who is a science writer, the author of Earthquake Prediction, Dawn of the New Seismology, and three previous books on earthquakes, and works with Newsmax, and actually very recently wrote an article in the Boston Herald that has a lot of you talking this morning. Welcome to the show, David. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Melissa. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure.
So first and foremost, David, what was your reaction back on March 17th when Leah won?
Well, like everyone else, you know, like George Orwell said, you know, he wrote that the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears, and that it was their first and most essential command. And we all know that, you know, we all have eyes. We all can see what's going on. And I had the reaction that any normal person would have, this is not fair, if it were to go on, women's sports will come to an end.
So, in to give a little bit of a backstory, again, this is Leah Thomas was born originally a boy, Will Thomas,
right.
And then, you know, and made the transformation and did what doctors say is the appropriate process. And has done that process correctly. But, you know, it's interesting. There are some attorneys who represent women's sports who say at the end of the day, you have someone for over 10 years who has produced things like testosterone, the body. And that's where this breakdown of science versus human rights becomes very tricky, because it's, you know, I think that's the question of people being nervous to say you don't support trans people, when in fact it's more of just, is this fair or is it not fair? And we've seen that even here in Connecticut sports, where we've had female athletes speak out against that. Could you talk about that, David? Because I think you mentioned it in your article.
Yeah, you're talking about Selena Sewell, the a courageous, you know, can you imagine at the age of 15, she was, she's a track star, a Connecticut track star, and she missed out on the regional championships because there were two spots open that she would have made, but both were occupied by transgender athletes, boys who had, who had been previously boys athletes who re-entered the sport as girls and took the two spots. And she took the matter all the way to federal court. She's now just graduated from high school, but and I think recently the judge ruled that he threw it out because it was moot. He ruled that since, you know, there was no remedy, that it was all done and passed, she couldn't go back and run the races again, and that was the end of that. But there's going to be other Selena Sewells, and as you mentioned, you know, this isn't a matter of a back of the bus stuff. There's no civil rights here. Getting massive plastic surgery and undergoing, you know, courses of powerful hormones doesn't make someone anything other than what the 37 trillion pairs of chromosomes in every cell of their body cause them, him or her, to be from birth to death. That's you know, no matter the surgeon's skills, he doesn't rearrange, you know, the bones aren't removed, this, you know, no one is made stockier or more petite. The idea that a person is completely transformed into a female or a male, that's science fiction. That's not science fact.
And we're chatting this morning with David Nabhan, who's a science columnist for Newsmax and recently wrote an article in the Boston Herald. And it says, after Leah Thomas' victory, time to call foul over handicapping girls in sports. What do you see the future of girls' sports being then, David? With what we've seen in recent history, again, I think we're a little gun shy of saying, hey, it's not necessarily that we don't support the trans community. It's a matter of, is there a population kind of being swept under the rug? And that's the girl athletes. I think that's where it gets tricky, is kind of picking one population over another. In your professional opinion, though, what does the future sort of look like then at this point for female athletes and just competition in general?
Well, this is a, you're right. This is a very trick. This is tricky because moderates, you know, politically, moderates and conservatives have already made their choice. I would guess it's not It's normal liberals that are going to have to find their spines and distance themselves from this refusal to rein in the lunatic leftist fringe that already has done so much damage. Connecticuters, for you know, with a functioning brain that are listening, as I mentioned, you know, we all have eyes. We all have common sense. There's no quantum mechanics going on here. This is a matter of just basic fairness. And if normal liberals don't find their spines and say something about this and stand up for their daughters and their nieces, I don't want to sound the alarmist, but women's sports will turn into transgender sports. There's really no way that, on a few instances, of course, you know, you can find the odd, the woman who can beat somebody who was born a male and is now competing against them. But on the whole, that's not going to happen. And in swimming and track and all the rest, the alarm is out. When a paper in a liberal city like Boston has enough guts to publish what I wrote, it's pretty evident that most people, the common sense moderate view of this thing is that those people who undergo these massive surgeries and go to all this extent, you know, we all feel for them. And this is a personal matter, and nobody wants to do anything to make life harder for them. But there are certain compromises that you make when you opt for that sort of surgery. And one of those compromises should be that, you know, you don't go rushing off immediately to rejoin women's sports and take championships when you were, you know, 500th in the world, for example, as a male, and then turn out to, ipso facto alakazam, you turn into a woman and now you're the champion. That's not fair. And it's there. Everybody knows that. And normal liberals are going to have to find enough guts to just stand up and say what I just said.
The article is, after Leah Thomas victory, time to call foul over handicapping girls in sports. It's an article published last week on March 24th, written by David Nabhan. You can find it in the Boston Herald. And David, thank you so much for coming on to share your article and your facts with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Melissa. It's my pleasure. Thanks again.
Again, David Nabhan here, who's a science columnist for Newsmax on WICC. Sponsored by Mattress Firm. Shop at Mattress Firm to save up to $500 on top-selling brands. Plus, you can get an adjustable base that's a $499 value for free with qualifying purchases.